That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Mortgaging the store, and borrowing Grandpappy Spears' savings, the old fellows are prepared to make a very impressive showing when Mr. Talbert and his father arrive to check the day's cash receipts. The Talberts are trying to determine if the Jot-'em-Down store is a good buy. Now, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find that it's after dark, and Lum and Abner are in the Jot-'em-Down store, waiting for their prospective buyers, Mr. Talbert and his father.
No, leave the cash drawer open there a little bit, Abner.
Leave it open? With all that money in there?
Sure, I want it to look like it's too full we can't even shut it.
Well, now, Lum, we ought to be more careful. Don't forget, we got practical all of Grandpappy Spears' life savings in there. And our mortgage money, too. There's over $1,000 in there, Lum.
Well, that ain't nothing to worry about. The store's closed, so nobody's going to come in here.
No.
Except Mr. Talbert and his papa. And we want them to see that money.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Oh, when they get a look at that and figure that's the kind of money we take in here every day, why, they're going to close the deal right there and then, you watch them see.
Yeah, huh?
And that's when me and you walk out of here and start a new life.
Well, it'll be the end of my old life with Elizabeth, I'll tell you that, Mom.
Is she still threatening to leave if we sell the store?
Threatening? She's doing it. She's sitting over at the place right now, all packed up. Got a shoebox full of lunch that she fixed this morning. Got some baked sweet potatoes and fried chicken. I don't know what all. I don't know of a sure sign in that she's leaving.
Yeah, that does sound like she means business, all right.
Yeah. I got her to wait till after we had this meeting with Mr. Talbert and his papa, just in hopes that the deal might fall through.
Well, it ain't going to fall through, I can tell you that right now. But you let me talk to Elizabeth. I'll convince her what a good thing this is for both of us. And for her, too.
Well, I hope you're right,
Mom. Oh, you can buy her a lot of nice presents with the money.
Yeah, but she don't want them. She just wants to keep the store. I've been trying to convince her every day for a week now that that's what... There's a stubborn-headed woman at every...
Wait a minute. That must be them now.
I thought I heard them.
Better let me do most of the talking. Unlatch the door for them.
Yeah, all right. I'm coming.
Recollect now, don't act too anxious to sell.
For me, that won't be hard. Well, evening, Mr. Talbert. Come on in.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Peabody. Watch your step there, Dad.
Watch your step. Watch this. Watch that.
Well, I didn't know where you fellows were going to make it or not. Might not I give you up.
Well, we really shouldn't be out this time of the evening, you know. The night air is bad for death.
What's the matter with the night air? I've been breathing it a lot longer than you have, and I'm still alive.
All right, Dad, all right now. Well, Mr. Edwards, we'd like to get right down to business, if you don't mind. I want to get Dad home and to bed as quick as possible.
Oh, sure, natural. Don't blame you a bit.
Well, we've been over your books pretty thoroughly. The inventory seems to be quite satisfactory. We've checked your credit at the wholesale house. I guess the only thing we haven't been over is your daily receipts.
Daily receipts, huh? You mean how much cash on hand we got?
Well, yes, that would give us a rough idea.
Well, I don't know. I ain't checked up on that myself. We just cram it all in the cash drawer there as quick as it comes in. Abner, have you got any idea how much we taking in there?
Yeah, sure. There's $700 some grand.
Abner.
Huh?
$700? Oh, it must be more than that. This has been an average day for us. Average day, all us runs over that. At least $1,000.
It does?
Oh, yeah. Maybe we ought to count it, though, just to see. Sort of curious myself.
Well, I can tell you about
it. Maybe you'd like to count it yourself, Mr. Talbert.
Oh, no. That won't be necessary, Mr. Edwards. We'll take your word for it. All we want to do is get a rough...
Now, wait a minute, son. I'm the one that's going to run this store, not you. And by George, I want to count that money.
All right, Dad, all right. Well, I suppose you better let him do it, but humor him.
Oh, yes, sure, I understand. Abner, get the money out there. Just set the whole drawer over there on the counter.
Yeah, all right. Goodbye, Elizabeth.
Of course, you know, Mr. Talbert, me and Abner ain't anxious to sell the store at all. This little old store's been a regular little gold mine for us, you might say. But if we can get the right offer, I suppose we could be talked into it.
Well, there you are, Long. Start counting, Dad.
Hmm. Just all of it?
Yeah, that's all we could borrow. Or, I mean, that's all we're taking in today.
All right.
Chances are every day won't run that high, but general speaking... Well, wait a minute, Dad. There's an easier way of counting money than that. What are you putting it all in that sack for?
The light's bad in here. I'll take it with me and count it later. Come on, son.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't take that money with you.
Let's keep our voices down, Mr. Edwards. Dad's awfully sensitive, you know.
All right, Grannies, wait a minute. You can't do this.
Can't we? Show him the convincer, sonny.
Anything you say, Father?
Hey, be careful. That's a gun you got there.
Is it? Well, what do you know?
Hey, watch out where you're pointing that thing.
Abner, get off of my back and let go of me. Now, just a minute here, you
fellas. Ah, Mr. Edwards, stay where you are. As Mr. Peabody pointed out, this is the gun.
Well, you can't take that money. It don't belong to
us. Well, now, isn't that a shame? It's like I've always said, crime does not pay. Eh, Dad?
All right, Junior, let's cut out the smart sayings and get going. You know how bad the night air is for me.
Just a second here. You can't get away with this. I'm the justice of the peace in this town.
Congratulations. Hurry up, Howard.
Now, listen here.
Shut up. I was afraid this would happen.
Mr. Abner.
You know who that is outside?
Yeah, sounds like Cedric Wehorn. He's a boy around town.
Hey, Cedric, we're in here.
Cut it out. Now listen, let this kid in here and act as if nothing is going on and get rid of him as quick as you can. And be careful what you say, or it'll be the last talking you'll ever do. Okay, good face, let him in.
Yes, sir.
I'm in you, Peabody.
Oh, thank you.
And don't let the kid see the rod down with
you. Anything you say, Father.
Don't be damn. I'm glad to see you,
Sandy. I'm proud you're still open here. I'd ran out of peanut butter, and I thought surely you'd be closed by now. This is my lucky day.
Well, it might be lucky for you, Sandy.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Talbert. How are you, Mr. Dad?
Oh, I'm holding up.
Oh, good. Mr. Abner, could I have a jar of peanut butter?
Why, sure, Cedric.
Chunk style.
Yeah, I know.
Which kind of peanut butter do you like the best, Mr. Dad? Plain or chunk?
Well, I don't know. I've never gone into that.
Well, there's a big difference, you know. The chunks has got chunks in it. Plain's just plain. No chunks. Personal, I'm sort of a chunk man.
Well, here you are, Cedric.
Cedric, when you take that down there to Uncle Henry Lunsford, would you say hello to him for us?
Uncle Henry Lunsford?
Oh, yeah. That's where you're going, ain't it, Cedric? Down to Uncle Henry Lunsford?
Why, no. What in the world would I want to go down there and see the town marshal for?
The town marshal?
You know, there ain't no one thing the town marshal loves better than peanut butter.
All right, everybody. Let's watch it.
Good night, Cedric. It's been nice seeing you. I'll help you to the door.
Well, thank you. Good night.
Hey, wait a minute, Cedric. Cedric, don't you want me to rock that up for you? I can put a robber band on it for you.
Oh, no, my missus, all right. Good night.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Cedric.
Good night, Cedric. Here, I'll open the door for you.
Well, much obliged to you.
Better hurry on home now. Night air's bad, you know.
Yes, well, go on.
Hey, Ted.
All right, let's not raise our voice, Mr. Peabody. Our liable to get a little hole right through our little head.
Oh. You know, that kid has kind of delayed things. Maybe we'd better tie up our friends here just to give us a little more time to get out of town.
Yes, Father knows best. Here, you take this thing in. I'll do the rope tricks. Hope you fellows carry a good stock of sturdy hemp rope.
Well, it ain't the best, but what we've got's right back of you there.
Oh, thank you.
For goodness sake, sir.
All right.
That is steady now. This won't take a second. Just put your hands behind you. No. Wait a minute. Is that your ring?
Yeah, that's it.
Abner. You better answer then, Dad. No use in arousing any unnecessary suspicion.
I know what to do, son. Oh? Who? Well, yeah, he's here, but I'm afraid he's tied up right now.
Don't tie them so tight.
Ask him what, Mrs. Peabody?
Mrs. Peabody? That is your room.
Oh.
You better get to the phone.
Yeah, steady there. You just lie quietly. Dad'll take care of everything.
What deal? Oh, yes, that deal's gone through just like we planned. What's that? Oh, sure, I'll tell him. Goodbye. Mr. Peabody, your wife wants me to tell you goodbye.
Goodbye?
Yes, it seems she's leaving town.
Oh, me, I know it, I know
it. Hey, Grannies, you fellas might have us tied up, but you ain't going to get away with
it. You know you're going to give us an inferiority complex if you keep saying things like that, but this might remedy it.
Hey, don't tie that around my mouth.
Well, that'll take care of you. You better have one, too, goat face. You see, we find that in cases like...
If you'd learn how to tie a gag on, you wouldn't get bitten. Come on, let's get out of here.
Just a minute. Have any of you anything more to say? That's all I wanted to know. Okay, Father, leave us land.
Well, look here. What a lovely sign to hang on the front door in case folks get nosy. Closed for inventory.
Well, hang it, Father, and let's go.
Yeah, looks good, doesn't it?
Watch your step, Dan, and turn up your collar.
Yeah, I must be careful of that night air.
Well, if the night air is bad for Dan, it proved to be a whole lot worse for Lum and Abner. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.